1430 WHPL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 23 degrees outside as snow falls in the Sheboygan area. We are under a winter storm warning through 9 o'clock this evening, possibly up to 6 inches of snow before the snow moves out this evening. We have received some cancellations and closures of schools and businesses and events. You can go to our website, WHBL.com. So far, no school districts in Sheboygan County have closed early for this Monday. In the news, a Manitowoc man may face charges for causing a deadly two-vehicle accident near Branch last evening. That's in Manitowoc County. Sheriff's officials say they received word of the accident around 6:55 p.m. on Highway 10 west of Village Drive in the town of Manitowoc Rapids. They determined a 2001 Chevy pickup traveling eastbound crossed the center line and collided with a 2009 Chevy passenger vehicle that was traveling westbound. The 26-year-old Manitowoc driver of the passenger vehicle died at the scene. The 20-year-old pickup driver was treated for minor injuries at a Manitowoc hospital and then taken into custody. The Sheriff's Department is recommending charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and operating with a suspended license, causing death. A Sheboygan man will be spending 4 years behind bars on drug charges. 31-year-old Johann Kaiser was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court to 4 years in prison to be followed by 4 years on extended supervision. Kaiser had sold heroin to undercover officers on several occasions in July of last year. He was arrested during one of the drug buys and swallowed the packet of heroin he had intended to deliver. Officers later executed a search warrant at Kaiser's Lincoln Avenue apartment, where they confiscated nearly $400 in cash and found evidence of heroin. Two University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee students are facing charges along with a third suspect after police found a stolen gun in a dorm room. Police were investigating a string of thefts in which up to 20 rooms have been hit by thieves. Laptops and other electronics had been the most commonly stolen items during the thefts. More information is expected to be released later today once officers catalog the recovered items. A passerby may have saved two lives in a multi-unit dwelling on Manitowoc's south side early yesterday morning. Damon Ryan has more.
A fire was discovered in the house at the northeast corner of South 20th and Washington Street shortly before 4:30 a.m. Sunday. Battalion Chief Ken Camberg said Philip Duvenek was driving past the residence when he noticed the fire and called 911. Duvenek then stopped and knocked on the doors to the three-family structure to alert residents to the fire. The only residents home at the time were a man and his girlfriend who resided in the upper apartment unit. Camberg said they were able to safely get out of the burning structure. The building, which has been deemed a total loss at $81,500, was owned by Nico Sedzo. Camberg said smoke detectors were not operating or present in the dwelling. A cause of yesterday's early morning fire remains under investigation. I'm Damon Ryan reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News.
A weekend fire damaged a home on John Cord in the city of Sheboygan. The blaze in the 1500th block was discovered about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and the fire department was dispatched. Shift Commander Pat Nicholas said firefighters arrived on the scene to find a fire on the back porch with flames extending up an outside wall. The fire was quickly extinguished, but not before causing an estimated $8,000 in damage. Nicholas said a female occupant of the home had apparently fallen asleep while smoking earlier in the day, but had put out the fire and dragged the mattress, which was on fire, to the porch. He said the mattress then reignited and started the back of the house on fire. Wisconsin gas prices are inching up again. The AAA says the statewide average for regular unleaded was $3.335 per gallon as of yesterday. That is about the average around Sheboygan County gas stations. One factor is the rising cost of crude oil, as U.S. crude for March deliveries went above $100 a barrel this morning. Also, analysts at GasBuddy.com said it's normal to see gas prices go up in late February. That's because refineries are cutting back production to perform plant maintenance, and they're switching over to summer blends of fuel. Home sales in Sheboygan County started the new year with mixed numbers. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said the county had 76 home sales last month, 12 more than in January of 2013. However, the median price for home sales dropped nearly 12% compared to last year. Across the state, home sales were down nearly 7%. The WRA blames the cold weather for the drop in sales. They also say trends are still pointing to a tightening of the housing market in the future, meaning prices will be going up. The tax burden on Milwaukee residents is among the nation's highest. Colin Bennett has more.
24/7 Wall Street, a publication for USA Today, put out its findings for the top 10 cities with the most taxes, and Milwaukee sits at number 3. The article used data from the Office of Revenue and found that taxes in Milwaukee for a family earning more than $150,000 a year were the second highest in the country. The property taxes in Milwaukee were about 3% higher than almost every other region the office looked at.
The bad news, an asteroid of the size of 3 football fields is headed towards Earth. The good news, our planet's destruction isn't imminent. Fox News Radio's Phil Keating reports.
At its closest point, the asteroid, named 2000 EM26, will be the distance between us and our moon multiplied by 9, about 2 million miles. The SLU robotic telescope will begin live tracking of the flyby tonight at 9 Eastern, which you can watch online. This is a very large asteroid, nearly 900 feet long. That's as big as the Intrepid aircraft carrier that sits on the west side of Manhattan. By comparison, the meteor that streaked and exploded over Russia last year was just 30 meters in diameter, and scientists say that explosion carried more energy than a large atomic bomb.
Well, the worst thing coming out of the sky today is snow. Again, winter storm warning in effect through the evening. Up to 6 inches of snow expected. Otherwise, we will see temperatures in the 20s. And again, a complete list of closures and cancellations can be found on our website, WHBL.com. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.